a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 9th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I got a bunch of notes. I want to help people to help themselves.
Good.
And I also got a place I went to eat that was I want to talk about a little bit.
All right.
And we got a great interview coming up on mushrooms and pets with Dr. Colleen Smith from Chai.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, she is so knowledgeable. And I had never pondered the use of medicinal mushrooms for animals, actually.
Very cool.
And I guess because ours are labeled for humans, it just wasn't something on my agenda. But we have a huge product selection of pet things, and it could be we have some over there. It's the one area I do not study, and I will be first to admit that.
And that's
that.
Why you bring her in.
That's why I bring experts in. Absolutely. I can't know everything because I'm slipping as the years go on anyway, so I learn three things and forget four.
That's why y'all brought me on here.
That is absolutely.
Supplement your knowledge. I'm like mental supplements.
That's absolutely not true. Yes. But thank you.
No, you're welcome.
You are a true addition that is an asset to this show. It really is. You ask the right questions. You also have a lot of life experience, and
I really value
that. I want to say I went to eat somewhere new that was interesting, and it's going to be a mixed review. It's called Mystic Lobster Roll Company.
Wow.
It's the couple who have opened this location on East Brainerd Road, and it is nothing but fresh lobster meat and a few varieties. You can get it with filet, or you can get it with just cheese. You can get it with coconut. You can get it with avocados. And so my friend Brian, you know Brian Connell.
Yeah, Brian Connell, yeah.
After we worked out couple days ago, I told him about it, and he loves lobster. I do too now.
Yeah,
for the first time in my life, the past couple years, I've really enjoyed it. And it is a pretty darn healthy food. It doesn't have many carbs. It is modest in omega-3s, not high, but it doesn't have any real bad things.
But so, it has a lot of joy and happiness in it, which is, it's high in that.
It is high in that, and that is an important nutrient. There is no doubt. So we go over there, and they are kind of hidden. I'm kind of concerned with their location, but go in, and I kind of like atmosphere a lot. I think I need it more than most people, and it is limited on that. They don't have unsweet tea. They don't have some of the boxes checked, but let me tell you, it was absolutely to die for delicious.
Where's it at?
It is behind the Hardee's on East Brainerd that closed right there across from Dodge City on the opposite sides of Dodge City Liquors.
Okay.
And you kind of have to go back there and drive next to the cleaner's place.
Yeah.
So we go in, and I get the lobster and filet for lunch. And it is put into a bread, which I don't normally eat much bread, but it was okay. I don't mind. And I will have to say it was fantastic. The downside, it is $22. And the other downside is I have a big appetite. So when Brian and I left, he said, "Where do you want to go eat lunch?" And we... But most people, one of those sandwiches would be very adequate.
Right.
I might go back on a takeout basis, but I probably won't go in and eat. I like the little more comfortable chair. I like, you know, to have my tequila and things, even unsweet tea. But I do endorse them, and I will recommend Mystic Lobster Roll as far as healthy choices. There's no vegetables to be had, but you can still, protein's number one with me and healthy fat. And if I get lobster and filet, I feel like I'm doing pretty decent.
Good. I tried the, can I give my little plug?
Yes, yes.
The Yuka app again, whatever it's called.
Oh, I'm excited.
So here's what I did now, because I've gotten to where I eat the same stuff, and I'm finding myself going out to eat fast food more and more, because you can only eat the two things I eat, and I can eat them all the time, basically. But every now and then, I'm like, I just need to go get some fast food. But so I started saying, I need frozen foods, the frozen dinners, they've evolved over the last 20 years. Okay. They're not the same stuff that I grew up with. So I took the app in the store.
Now, let me tell people, the Yuck app is you can go in, and I'm going to talk a little bit after you get done, because I went to the grocery store also and I did the Yucca app. You just download it. It's free. The basic program is, and you just scan any food you have, and it's going to rate it from 0 to 100.
Yep.
And I am pretty, pretty solidly connected with almost everything they rate. And when they rate it poorly, normally they'll give you a better option. If you're standing at the grocery, they will say, instead of that, let's choose this. And I love it. Takes the homework away from trying to investigate foods. So
I found some frozen dinners.
I'm excited
that I could buy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was two or three of them. The healthy choice stuff ended up being pretty good. And here's the two things I loved. One is it does give you, if you don't like it, if you can't eat this, go try this. But it also saves it again for you. So later on, if you want to track your macros or if you're tracking your calories, you just go back and it has saved it and it's there for eternity. But it helped me pick out a couple of frozen dinners that I really now I'm like, I don't feel bad about eating.
I like that because I went with my IT guy, Cody. He does all our videoing, a lot of it, not all. And we go to a local grocery store. I won't mention the name because I don't want them to get upset at us, because we go there every time. It's just easy.
Right.
And we go into the soup section and we start looking at Campbell's chicken noodle soup. And the reason is because I grew up on it.
That's what I eat still. Is it bad?
And
Yucca
does not really like the traditional Campbell's chicken noodle for multiple reasons, one of which is additives.
I get the home style.
Well, we went to Homestyle. It is better. You go from a D probably on a report card to a C when you go to Homestyle. But then we started looking at other chicken noodles and found two brands that were far, far more excellent. Now, they're not going to taste as good. And it's going to be on our Instagram or on our Facebook Reels at this time. But I can't remember which one is it worth.
Well, here's the other thing I like about it. Once you click, and I didn't mean to take over the show on this, but once you click, like for instance, Simply Steamers Frozen Healthy Choice, excellent. Mm-hmm. Once you click on it, beside each thing, protein, fiber, calories, fat, sugar, blah, 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 it gives you a green dot, right?
Yep.
But if you go to something that's bad, like Rice Krispies, I love Rice Krispies, and it goes through and it says it's a poor choice, but it's got yellow, orange, red, and green dots. So it tells you what's good about the product and what's bad.
Bingo.
And maybe the thing that's bad in the product is something that you don't have a problem with. Does that make sense?
That's exactly. The only issue I have with them is, I don't think all saturated fats are bad. I think coconut oil, butter, olive oil, that's the only part of that I'm not a big fan. But here's what we did. We looked at Pop-Tarts and we looked at Jell-O. Awful. And we looked at white cake from the big companies always made white cake for
Pillsbury or something.
Yeah, one of those. It was literally 1 out of 100.
That's a shame.
But yet they gave at the bottom the companies that made ones that were like 60 out of 100. You have children. You have people who need to have healthier food. It's hard to go in and say, what do I really find? This looks junky, but I don't know what else to do. Yucca can help you.
It can. And what we've said, it's moderation. It may not be, you may not be able to get the best alternative, but you can get a better alternative, and better sometimes is better.
Well, it goes from just think in school, you get your report back that you wrote and you had a 1 as your score,
right?
Or you had a 70.
I'll
70.
The 70.
Yes.
And I've had some ones too. So
I would only guess that. Yeah. Well,
anyway, there's my app update for the week.
I love it. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
We are having a lecture on April 29th for autism. Dr. Carcinell is basically world renowned. He's been on every talk show back in the day when you could do that and voice your opinion without being attacked. Good Morning America, all of them. And he will be giving a lecture on April 29th. Some of the things that you'll never hear from a traditional practitioner, because they're not taught it. He learned the hard way. He actually does this full time. He's been doing it for 30 years full time. And secondly, on April 27th, Vital Planet will be having a lecture called Hope Lecture. And this is Brenda Watson's company. She's a person who's on PBS constantly talking about gut health. Probably knows more than anybody else I know and met on gut health. And so those two are under nutritionw.com under events. And please click that you are coming. So there's limited seating for sure.
Sounds good.
And also, what you may have seen at this point, I did a Nutrition Made Simple, which is found on our YouTube channel at Nutrition World. I came out and I said, you know, I'm a very transparent guy. If you know me very well, not only professionally, but personally, and I'm getting hip replacement. I'm getting a double hip replacement. And this is what I want to do is I want to chronicle what have I done before, 4 weeks before, 3 weeks before, 1 week before, 1 week after, and maybe 3 weeks after.
Right.
What have I done outside the box? Now, I'm going to get my sheets and then paper and instructions and follow what I need to follow. But I already have a game plan for faster recovery. And one of those, the first one I did, I go to our lab, Be Well Labs downstairs. You got to get proper blood work, not the blood work the hospital gives. Mm-hmm. It is the blood work that we look at. What's your vitamin D level? Because if it's less than 50 nanograms, you will have more inflammation and more and less healing, most likely, because they found that when people get a knee replacement, their vitamin D goes down about 25% in 2 days. The body loves to use it because it needs it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of thought this morning of a little bit of a metaphor. If you go to the Holiday Inn and you're on a trip and you go in business and you just have to pull into Days Inn or one of those, and outside it says free breakfast included. Just because it's a free breakfast doesn't mean we need to eat it. When you go to the hospital, we're going to do basic blood work. That's the free breakfast part to me. Yeah, that's fine. Do you need to do more than that? You need to have healthy alternatives and things that you can embrace by taking control of your health more than we are encouraged to do.
I think they're taking blood work that is, this is my gut pushback on, not pushback, just added opinion. I think they're probably taking blood work that is going to be immediately impactful or meaningful to what they're doing in the moment. Because that is, they're opening you up and they're closing you up. And I think they're making sure that you can receive that and can get out of the hospital in a healthy way. I don't think they're taking into consideration how healthy are you coming in and what are you going to do in 6 weeks? They're doing their job.
You're doing their job. Yeah. And I totally respect it. What they're doing is making sure your risk factors are not exorbitantly bad.
They can do
so
the surgery.
So you can survive.
Yeah.
That is fine. I want that.
Absolutely.
But just imagine what this system could do if 4 weeks before they looked at your nutrient levels and said, son, your vitamin D is so low and your inflammation is too high. And I think omega-3s and this and that might be helpful for your recovery.
No, I agree. I got in some of the best shape I've been in the last 20 years when I had my hip replacement.
Really?
Going into it. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I was determined. And I wasn't that bad of shape to begin with back then, but I lost about 6 pounds. I was already working out.
Smart.
I changed some of the stuff I did. Yep. And the doctor told me, he said, man, your recovery is going to be a breeze compared to other people because of that.
I like
so you're on
that.
The right track.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
All right, my friend. Well, we are getting ready to take another break. When we come back, we will be having more conversation. I want to talk about anxiety one part before we finish this whole show because I'm trying to give the points from our summit on anxiety that we did a few weeks ago. So that plus more when we come back as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Mm-hmm. The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell, and got a regular guest. I love having a regular guest that we develop a good relationship with and a story for educating the public, because so much of what I get up in the morning for is to help people empower themselves with information. It isn't coming through traditional channels. You have to find the right team and people you trust to do that. Today, we are going to again talk to, I think, the hero veterinarian, Dr. Colleen Smith. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hi, Ed. So good to be here.
This is probably number five or six, because you did come a long time ago. Then now we've started doing every other month or every third month on a specific topic. You've talked about cancer. You've talked about nutrition. You've talked about the importance of choosing the right foods, which is not easy because they all look pretty. But today we're going to have one of my near and dear topics, which is basically medicinal mushrooms for pets. And I have done three podcasts under my The Holistic Navigator with Paul Stamets, who I think is one of the leaders of mushroom research in this world, not in this country. I've met him before, and he really believes mushrooms can change the world, because not only for medicinal reasons, but for environmental reasons. But I have found many of my clients, like perfect example, I've been on chemo. My white blood count is so low, they stopped the chemo. What do I do? Well, okay, we can do triple dosing of certain mushrooms, and within 80% of the people I recommend it, within 7 days, they are back into at least a range where they can get treatment. Mm. But I've never truly known much or considered about pets. So tell us what you and how you do this. I did not actually know that you could give mushrooms to pets.
You definitely can, and the biggest part is it does work the same in pets as it does in humans. It has anti-inflammatory effects. It has immune-boosting effects. The biggest part is as usual, supplements. You just make sure your product is very clean and that it's grown on wood and not corn or oats or anything like that, because it's going to have a huge effect on what the mushroom draws out of what it's grown on. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest thing. I really like organic. If you can get organic, that's great. And also how it's diluted. If you have it in a liquid extract, is it going to be more diluted than a powder form? But yeah, it has the same effects in dogs and cats, and I just love using it. I started using it primarily for my cancer patients. Then we started using it for every single one of our surgery patients. Every single one of our surgery patients goes home with certain mushrooms to help recover so much faster, and they do. It's amazing.
I'm on my normal protocol, but I'm actually putting together, and I announced this last week on Vital Health Radio, is that I'm getting a double hip replacement with Dr. Higgins. I just feel very confident. I know it's time. It feels right to me. But I'm going to kind of step outside the box, and I'm going to do which I've already started doing some pre-work, nutritionally, hyperbaric, detoxifying, and then I'm going to do post. And I had not considered the mushrooms.
So. Absolutely. So one funny thing is last night I just watched a 2-hour webinar on a specific mushroom called tremella, and I haven't heard a lot about it.
No.
They call it the white jelly. It's used a lot in Asia as a just actually a food source, but it's amazing, especially since you're going to surgery for mitochondrial repair. So they're using it a lot with chemotherapy and radiation because they repair those mitochondria a lot faster after all that cell destruction. It's amazing. I mean, it has antioxidant properties, anti-inflammatory properties. They're using a lot for skin. People with eczema and rosacea and these psoriasis plaques, they're finding amazing, amazing results within 3 weeks. This was a human, of course, I have to do a whole lot of crossover from animal to human research, but this was a human research with the psoriasis. Dogs don't get it. But I was just flabbergasted. It's just like this little silver bullet mushroom.
Well, I think mushrooms themselves are silver bullets. I've never heard of that one. So I want to check into that. Maybe if I can't get some, you can get me some for surgery.
I can tell you where you can find it.
That's
for
right.
Sure. Yeah.
That's right. Well, if people, you know, and I'm so intrigued, of course, always about cancer, because one thing mushrooms do is they stimulate the immune system in a way so that it fights its own battles more aggressively. But it does it in a way that's not overburdening or overstimulating. It does it in a very balanced way. But if you go on YouTube, you type in the word Paul Stamets, S-T-A-M-E-T-S, mother cancer, you will hear the testimony of how he, I think she was about 82, got diagnosed with very serious breast cancer. At her age, chose not to do any treatments. He said on there that she got on high dosing of a turkey tail. But the truth is, because I talked to him, they switched her to a more comprehensive product about a month after the video was done, which included that turkey tail, but also had reishi and shiitake and a few others. And he actually has a company, Host Defense, which makes that product. But again, I want to say one thing. If you follow the recommendations on the bottle, that is a maintenance dose. It's not a therapeutic dose. You don't get the results if you need it therapeutically. So I usually triple the dose for people who need that. Instead of two pills, you do six. And I like capsules. I just like swallowing pills. But, I take two pills a day for prevention, kind of just to keep everything balanced. I don't see any negative to that, do you, for myself or for pets?
Not at all. I mean, it's definitely a good maintenance. If I can get more of my patients on maintenance, especially my older patients, just some mushrooms specifically, if they have, any kind of condition. You know, shaga works for mast cell tumors, melanoma and cordyceps. It helps with that. Reishi does colorectal types of and prostate cancers. So if they've recovered from something, then I'll definitely do maintenance with them for life, basically. One thing about tremella, though, you need to take it as a gel. It works as good also as slippery elm. So you actually take the powder and put it in a glass. You want it to gel up, and it's really fibrous. And it is even better than some of your prebiotics. It's a phenomenal prebiotic as well.
How cool. That's why I love doing this and having people like you on, because I just learned so much from those who are truly into it and passionate as I am. I mean, I don't learn much from Clint, but I do learn a lot.
No. Well, but you learn stuff from my questions, like this one I'm about to ask. What's this?
Go right ahead.
Yeah. So my question is, I've heard you mention it's good for cancers and after and therapy. Are there other conditions for pets outside of the trauma or the cancer? Are there other reasons? When you say maintenance, what are the systems it helps or the conditions it may help aid in?
Good question. Several of them work really well for arthritis. And so almost all of our older dogs are going to have arthritis.
And my dog has arthritis.
The tremella, again, does help neural growth. So if you have like any kind of neural back issues, so I'm going to start. That's the one mushroom I haven't used yet. So now I'm like, ooh,
you
so
said that
excited.
A bunch. I'm about to go look it up for humans to see what to get.
I'm like, I'm so excited that I get a lot of dachshunds that come in paralyzed, and I do acupuncture on them and get them walking after about 5 or 6 treatments. And I'm going to add this to it because it actually helps those neurons regenerate and kind of move around, the traumatized area in their back. So I'm so excited to start using that one. I routinely use the other ones, but I'm just
Is it, this is where I get to ask the naive question. I'm assuming the products are made differently for pets than humans, or is it the same
the product,
stuff?
The product we use, I love Paul Stamets stuff, but we use a different product that's kind of geared toward animals, but it's a human line.
Gotcha.
But there's a veterinarian that works with it, so he gives us all the proper dosages for dogs. I use it some for cats. Some it's just you have to minimize supplements with cats because they're not the biggest fans of like multiple capsules and pills in their food.
They're not fans of much, period.
Yeah, they're now plant. I love cats, but they're definitely their own, you know, creature.
We're going to have some hate mail about Clint's comment about cats.
No, I just said they don't like many things. They've got high standards.
Yeah, they don't like change.
There you go. That's a good way to turn it back around. That's slick. That's because you have experience.
Absolutely. I've said a bunch of stuff I regret and had to retract that and somehow fix cover the hole up.
Hey, and lion's mane for memory, there's no doubt in my mind it works for myself and many, many of our people.
I was just about to mention, I was just about to mention lion's mane because I use that a lot, and I've had some people give me a call about 2 weeks later and they're like, I can't believe it. Fluffy's now sleeping through the night. Mm-hmm. Fluffy's not pacing all night long either. You know, it's been amazing, and they're not just staring at the wall in the middle of the day. Mm. They're now like asking you to get the ball and go outside and play, and they're just, it's phenomenal. I love lion's mane.
And this shows how little I know about pets. Do they have common Alzheimer's? Is it diagnosed?
They call it a canine cognitive disorder.
Okay.
And I don't think they've really looked to see if there's the plaques and that type of thing that's going on, but it is kind of a doggy version of a senility for sure, I think. I mean, they're not doing higher math and they're not driving a car, so how fast are we actually, you know, noticing it? Mm-hmm. Or how severe does it have to get before we notice it? But there is kind of a cognitive decline in some of these pets. Some of them seem to age well, just like some of us, but some of them just seem to just kind of be lost as they get older. So lion's mane's fabulous for that. Yeah. Love it.
I've been doing it for many, many years. I do two products. I do lion's mane, and then I do Paul Stamets comprehensive program, which is about 7 different mushrooms, and I only do small amounts unless I needed it. Like when I had COVID 3 times, I tripled the dose. And you know, I don't know about the surgery thing with all the mushrooms. I'm going to have to dig into it. Certainly would appreciate any feedback you have on that. But I you know, mushrooms are one of the few things on earth that really have almost, they never can become, I guess the word's not really right, ill or sick, because they have such a type of immune system that they can withstand anything. And they actually can be planted on parts of the soil that have been maybe dumped with motor oil, and it can use motor oil as fuel and then turn the soil back into good soil. It is beyond belief what mushrooms can do. They can, as Paul Stamets states, save the world, perhaps.
Yeah, I've read some stuff about bioremediation, and they've compared the mushrooms to, they have like these little bugs that eat, like, you know, diesel spills, and the mushrooms, the mycelia, are far better than the little bugs that they make for bioremediation. It's pretty phenomenal.
Tell people what mycelium is.
So you have the fruiting body, which is the mushroom you see over the ground, and then you have the mycelium, which is that little network of, like, it looks like a net literally underneath the ground. And that's the major part of the body. Is, you know, the mushroom you see is the tip of the iceberg, and the everything underneath the ground is the whole rest of the plant, basically.
Well, let's spend the last 2 minutes. I again want to brag about you, your open-mindedness, your passion for a bigger holistic view of health and the treatment of our loved one pets. And you are at your address and your name?
Yes, I'm Dr. Colleen Smith, and I'm at 918 East Main Street. We are Chattanooga Holistic Animal Institute.
And we are facing a type of system in this country, both with the human and the pet care, that is, sometimes I call it broken. I think it's just, there's a lot to be wished for in those systems. And you have to have a practitioner who's brave, number one, to step out of their only textbook training from the medical schools, because you're fighting some pretty big forces that would want to oppose you and put you down because they don't understand the holistic physiology of how the body truly heals and how to truly treat sickness. And you are certainly used drugs, prescriptions. They save lives. They do very great things for many people, but they are obviously sometimes used way too much. And I know that for animals too. And I love the way that people can come to you at Chai and have a different conversation.
Well, I just want to say this real quick. One thing I've loved about having you in here in my short time on the show is when I grew up, and I still have that, I fight this. Mm-hmm. Dogs are dogs and cats are cats. They get sick, they don't get sick. When I grew up, we took care of a dog. We loved our dogs. I'm a dog. But we didn't take him to the vet unless there was like something was broke or there was a problem. Mm-hmm. It seems like the mindset behind taking care of your pets over the last 30 years has really evolved to they need to have the annual checkups. They need to go in and make sure they're okay. You know what I'm saying? It just seems, and maybe it's just because I grew up, maybe as a kid, you know, I just matured, but it just seems like the attitude around how we take care of our pets has changed a lot too.
It has changed. But one thing I really love though is when I tell my patients, or my clients, my patients too, but they can't really. If you feed them right, the nutrition is a base part. I'm like, I said, you only need to see me once a year just for the checkup.
Good.
Then you won't have to have the ear infections and hot spots and gut problems, the diarrhea and all this kind of stuff. Feed them right.
We didn't think about the diet when I grew up with dogs. They just ate. The dog food of what we ate. That's what they ate.
Yeah, the thing is they were eating what you ate. I know. That's a lot different than this highly processed, you know.
Yeah. Corn flakes. '70s, though. Yeah. I didn't know any better.
A lot of difference.
Yeah, I was 10. My dog loved the chicken wings I was eating or something. So.
Yeah, but look what's happened to you, though. See, she talked about proper nutrition early on.
I appreciate you, Ed.
Yeah, I'm bragging.
You're not bragging at all. That's okay, though. I appreciate you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
You make me feel good about myself.
All right.
Well, I need some mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be next week. Every time we talk about something, I bring him a bottle.
Or I'll go buy it, one of the two.
I gave you some cordyceps about a month ago to see some feedback, and we haven't talked about
it. We haven't. We need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Smith from CHAI, and we will see you again in about 2 or 3 months.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, got a whole lot of notes to help take control of your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Vital Health Radio is presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. I want to mention real quick, Alchemy Med Spa.
Yeah.
And I went over there, and I mentioned this in, I think, the previous show, because I got a chemical peel.
Yeah.
I do like doing something about twice a year. I'm not a Botox kind of guy. I just don't want to look real good and then all of a sudden not do Botox and look like I'm Frankenstein.
Right.
Because, you know, if you get used to that then and you quit doing it, you will look older quickly. But I do love trying to help age spots, freckles, and just the normal aging of the skin. And Alchemy has a wonderful a whole array of options for people. It's on Manufacturers Road, and I will be back, let me tell you.
I love them. They do good stuff.
Yep. And they're partnering with Josh. So what I find such value when people get off the ego train. That means so many businesses, I'm never going to mention anything but what we do because you might take your money somewhere else. Well, guess what? People want team players. They want someone who can put together a bigger plan. And as we spoke over there, I learned that, you know, if a woman or a man says certain things like, you know what, this is going on with my body, they may say, well, have you had your hormones checked? Have you had your nutrients checked?
And Josh is Optimize You.
Yep, thank you. Yeah. And they may say, maybe go talk to Adam at Nutrition World about your fitness plan and your amount of protein,
yep,
because they may be confused. That's a team player, and Alchemy's a team player.
Yeah, I love them. They do good work. I've got a couple of friends that go down there kind of consistently.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm looking forward. I think they're going to help me with some of my age spots or maybe a facial. I don't know. I got something on the table real quick, and then you can take the show back over. I had hip replacement about 10 years ago, something like that. And at the time, I had never been through major surgery like that. I'd never been through a replacement of any kind. And I was told, of course, you can't straighten your knee. You can't bend your knee. Can't take it across center body. You can't bend it. You have to keep it straight legged, right? And so I had it on the Monday before Thanksgiving on purpose because family's in town. Everything slows down. Somebody can take care of me, blah, 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 right? But I was worried, how are we going to get me from my house to my parents' house for Thanksgiving? I'm not missing Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big boy. I like to eat. So my family, and we didn't have to do it, but we were ready with my dad's truck. They went and got a dolly, a strap-in refrigerator dolly, and it was at my house. We were ready to strap me in standing up, pull me up into the bed of the truck, strap me into the truck, and drive me to my dad's house standing straight up on the dolly the back of the truck. You won't have to do that, but I'm telling you right now, looking back, I wish I had just for the story of it.
That is so funny.
It was a great story because, I mean, they went and got it all together. We had two or three guys going to come help.
Hey, I don't blame you.
No.
That's the way I feel about getting back to the gym.
Yeah.
I don't care if I don't work out. Just being hauled into the gym.
It's going to be lay me flat in the couch at mom's house and feed me like the old Roman, you know, gods or whatever. Just grapes. But anyway, that was a funny story.
What do you tell the public what you do as far as your podcast?
Yeah, I have a couple of different podcasts. During the Break podcast, we talk business, entertainment, politics, self-improvement. During the Break podcast.com, dayfirepodcast.com, adventure in the great outdoors with the founder of Rock Creek. He sold it a couple of years ago, Dawson Wheeler, of By and For the People. Those conversations with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham are about headlines of politics, and I just started a new one. Actually comes out this week with the former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. It's called Crimecast. And we're going to be talking about cold cases, active cases, policing in the community, and other crime podcasts. So there you go. Thank you, sir.
So interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. That's going to be a good one. Mm.
Several weeks ago, we held the first of its type, which is called an anxiety summit. What is a summit? It's where we have spent 5 hours helping to empower people with tools to assist them in managing their anxiety. We use the word managing. I do very cleanly and clearly, because we don't fix anxiety. We don't fix relationships. We don't fix lack of fitness. We manage it. And in regard to managing anxiety, it's not easy, because once you're really anxious, sometimes we can't even think straight. And so we went through 5 hours, myself and four other health people, coaches, medical docs, Josh with the hormones, Dr. Johnson with some great techniques, Brandon Knight with the relationship of mold and Lyme, and Dr. Matt with Rev, and myself. Well, I'm just going to give a couple bullet points, because yep. I did a few weeks ago. What can trigger anxiety? One is blood sugar imbalances. I think people who have had a lot of years of anxiety tend to know that food is heavily related to triggering. Keep in mind now, triggering is not always causing. Triggering is triggering. It turns a key, and you like pulling the lights on your car on or off, it triggers the light to go on. Well, blood sugar imbalances can heavily influence the fact that you are doing decently well, keeping it between the ditches, and all of a sudden you are just out of control with this anxiety and anxiousness. So we have to eat in a way that balances blood sugar. I encourage people to find out what their hemoglobin A1C is. That is a blood test. You can do it at Nutrition World on any Tuesday and Thursday in the mornings. You come in fasting, and it will tell what is your average blood sugar reading over the past 90 days.
What's fasting, real quick? Is that 12 hours?
12 hours in most cases, okay, is perfectly fine.
Okay.
And this test will give a better indication than a one-shot poke in the finger. However, those poke in the fingers are still very valuable if you do it on a consistent basis. So balancing your blood sugar, that is one of the keys for preventing triggering of anxiety. Once you have anxiety, balancing it won't help at that hour, but it may help on the next day and the next week and the next month. And again, how do we do that? We do it through eating a diet that is, to me, more of a primal ancient diet of protein and healthy fats and less carbs on a regular, every 4 hours at least. You don't skip a meal. You eat breakfast, lunch, supper, and probably two snacks, as I do, and you make wise choices. One of the wise choices, again, is the Yucca app, Y-U-K. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. So that, I'm going to cover some of this anxiety summit with each of our shows over the next many, many months, probably, because it was a 5 hours at the feed. We will be having more of those. They did a study, and I've always wondered about this. Dr. Greger, who has a site called nutritionfacts.org, and this doesn't apply to me. It may apply to you sometimes, Clint, in some of your private moments, but it's about lipsticks, wearing lipsticks.
Well played, Ed Jones. Well played, sir.
You didn't see that one coming. Uh-uh. But there's, in other countries, they outlaw so many of the things that we just put our arms out and say, please bring me the poison. And that is lipstick and lead. Mm-hmm. Lead, if it does nothing else, which it does very well, is lower IQ. And I'm talking substantially lowers it, and lowers it more and more the more we have. And that's why back in the day when you used lead paints, there were so many children who just never developed because they chipped off the bread, the paint, and they would eat it. And
what's all lipstick is, right? It's lead paint. So it's, you know, yeah,
it is paint.
Basically.
And it is, yeah, there's no rules like there is for paint for the house.
Right.
Well, they tested 32 brands of lipstick, and 75% had lead in it. Mm. Zero is ideal. We're not talking that, oh, there's just small amounts. No, there is no good small amounts. Why? This isn't like eating something that, oh, I'm going to get sick and then I'm going to vomit it and have diarrhea and it leaves the body. Lead never leaves. It's cumulative. The more lead you take in, the more you're going to put in your bank account of lead, and it will continue to build until there's a symptom. And there's zero allowed in Europe. Zero. You cannot buy lipstick with lead. And a single application could expose a woman to 12 times the tolerable limit that we even have in this country. But just imagine women who are trying to get pregnant. Lead is the number one most harmful thing to IQ. And how many times has the physician ever mentioned it? Zero, zero, and zero. Not blaming the physician. I'm blaming the system for not teaching them these things.
Right.
And it well,
they may not even know that lead's in the lipstick. I mean,
they don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Doctors, they may say no to stuff that's got lead in it. They just may not know what all the products it's in.
But they should. If we're talking with somebody about health and lifestyle, and especially pregnancy, this is why I am just my breath goes out of me when I think about people advertising COVID vaccinations for small children. The risk for those children are so minuscule, and we're putting in thimerosal, possible aluminum, other things that may trigger an autoimmune reaction. It's only been tested on mice and rats, and there's never been an injection in this country who went through so little research.
I disagree. I think it's been tested on hundreds of millions of people at this time.
You are exactly right.
By now, it's been tested for the last 3 years.
But 3 years of testing.
That's right. We just haven't got the results in yet.
No, we have the results.
Some of them are coming in.
But they're not being told. They're kind of in the back corner.
Give it another 10 years, and we'll see.
It's going to come out. Yeah. It will come out. Yeah. There is zero. I'm tongue-tied because it gets me all backwards.
I got a good point on that. That's what happened. I made a good point. He surprised him.
Dang.
No, it's 100% guaranteed. There's going to be more effects coming out over the next 10 years of how this maybe adversely, and maybe it helps some folks. We just don't know all the details.
Well, it's risk against benefit as always.
Absolutely.
Another point, this was so interesting to me, and I love looking into correlations of health. Okay, and correlation doesn't mean causation now. There's that whole theory that just because something causes something doesn't mean it really made it start to begin with or any. But 96% of Americans drive automatic transmission cars, 80% of Europeans drive manual. And Americans, their need to multitask is one reason that we drive American automatic cars. Almost no Europeans are on the phone.
If you want to stop texting, or it may make it worse at this point, go back to manual.
That's right.
I love manual. I wish I could buy a manual.
Yep.
And there's just something about it. It just reminds me of being young. But again, you didn't have a lot of, if you were, We had to pick and choose when you're going to get the CD or the cassette out of the thing, but it was when you're at a red light or you're parked.
You are so right. Yeah. And it would be, and also they made a big statement of this. This was a study that was done, and it said that the people who drive stick shifts are more connected to their cars, have less accidents because they actually are thinking of driving instead of the text and the music and the this and the iPod and the blah, blah, blah. And I do those things too. I multitask like a fiend.
And we're going the opposite direction. Now we're creating cars that will just drive for you.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm past the young point to accept that. But we're going in the opposite direction. I think we need to go backwards on that one.
But how many, most young people, I have a warehouse and I have several young people and I have a truck there, one of my old trucks. And it's stick shift. Only one of my staff members can drive that truck.
Is it column shift or floor? Is it a column shift?
No, it's floor shift.
Okay. All right. Yeah, good. Because I learned how to drive the, three on the tree, too.
Oh, those are old terms.
Oh, yeah.
Three on the tree.
Oh, yeah. I was a lot boy back when it was called Standard for Dotson when I was 12, driving cars.
On Roswell Boulevard?
No. It was still Car Row over off Chapman, but there was only like two or three car dealerships over there. Now, they did move from there. Standard for Charles B. moved and then him and Buzz, Buzz took it over for him. But anyway, I digress.
So interesting. Well, and this started about a month ago, and I saw it with my employees. There is an illness spreading through Chattanooga. Not sure about other towns. WDEF reported on this about a month ago, so a little bit late, but there's still people getting it. And it went through the school system and still hanging on. But the thing is, it's not COVID, and it's not flu, and it's not strep. They don't know what it is, but 21 to 30% of the affected people going to school have been affected by it, and it causes fever, stomach, diarrhea, and vomiting. And
friend of mine's son's had it this past week after we recorded this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And anyone who gets an antibiotic from a healthcare professional during this should never go back to that person if it's a standard fever, stomach, diarrhea, and vomiting. Why? Because it's not bacterial, because it's not helping, and that destroys your microbiome. It sets you up for further illnesses. It weakens the immune system. It doesn't allow your immune system to even fight bacteria if it is bacteria. And in Europe, they say do not give antibiotics on a first ear infection unless it gets so bad you cannot help it. Why? Because it teaches the immune system how to fight its own battles. In this country, we are taught to be victims, and we want the rescuer to come in with their big, powerful pieces of paper and write out there, we need you on this antibiotic.
Yep.
You know what? If it's pneumonia, strep throat, other things that could be really risky, and we know it's bacterial, well, that's wise. Of course it's wise, but not to do this for viral infections. And it's just is insanity to me. Again, we need to shop around because people who are doing this actually need to learn that they shouldn't be doing this. They just shouldn't.
Yeah, well, especially, and I'm guilty of this, asking for antibiotics over the phone without being tested.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't know. I've got this, this, and this. Can you call me some antibiotics? Yep. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Well, I think that those who have a lot of experience with UTIs know when they have one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also know that most people are not even being tested when they go in. It's more of a legal thing now.
Yeah.
And so when you go in, okay, let me, okay, here's your prescription. Well, how about the test? Well, no, I just think it's bacterial. That's still not doing any good because most times, at least 50% of times or less, it is viral in its nature. It is viral. All right. Well, it's time to take another break. And when we come back, have a couple words of wisdom and a little bit more tidbits of info. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and back with my partner, Clint Powell. I heard this poem many, many years ago, and it's was written by someone who passed away probably a few years ago, and she had brittle bone disease. And that was a disease where, as a child, you start breaking bones by stepping off curbs or just falling, and you can break hundreds of bones over your life, and it's a genetically driven disease. This was at the near end of her life, and I love the way that she wrote this. Take the time to meditate, to pray. It is the sweet oil that eases the hinge into the garden, so the doorway can swing open easily. You can always go there and consider yourself blessed. These stones that break your bones will build an altar of your love, and your home is the garden. Carry its odor hidden in you into the city, and suddenly your enemies will buy seed packets and fall to their knees to plant flowers in the dirt by the road. They'll call you friend and honor your passing among them, and when asked, "Who's that?" they'll say, "Oh, that one has been beloved by us since before time began." Give everything away except your garden, your worry, your fear, your small-mindedness. Your garden can never be taken from you. I just like that. I love the feeling within myself when I read poetry that resonates with me.
Yeah.
Are you a big poetry fan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I've mentioned this to you. You just may not remember, but I write poetry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, since I was a kid. My mom's got probably all the ones I used to write, but I've written them for my kids. And when I was married, I've written for my wife and relationships and God. Yeah, I love writing poetry and scenery. I'm big on writing. I have no problem admitting that. That to me is an outlet for me.
I think journaling can be one of the most powerful therapies that we can as a human express.
Yeah.
Because we can feel totally comfortable if it's in a venue of safety. You know, if you're going to write on paper and you're worried someone's going to find it, you may not be as open. Now, do you write on paper and pen?
Yeah. And yeah, I'm sorry. I interrupt you. But yeah, no. I do. And here's the thing, that if you decide to do this, this is a trap. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I started this when I was young. I look back on the stuff I've written, whether it's short stories or song lyrics or poetry or just my thoughts, and I judge them. And I go, well, that's silly. That sounds dumb. And what I forget is to me at least, the benefit isn't what I read later as much as it is what it did for me in the moment. And to me, that is where the healing, that's what was needed. So, yeah.
That's what was needed. And to try to critique it with grammar.
I'm in a different place now.
You are. And that was the moment of that moment. And I'm a huge fan of writing in Evernote. Evernote is, I have compiled many years before my divorce. And it is therapy for me to go back and look at that young kid who was falling apart because I didn't know how I would pay alimony. And I was this and I was that. And the journey and the stumbles and the roadblocks that I've overcome gives me confidence today when I have a rough day.
And not only that, too. Think about the poetry that's famous, like the poem you just read. If you had read that 20 years ago, it may have not resonated at all. And so words, especially when written down, whether you're the writing them or you're reading them, they are there for the moment and they meet you where you're at, whether they're coming out of you or you're reading them currently.
That is so true. And I find that authentic in regard to the fact that I reread books sometimes, many times. And I was reading past weekend when I was doing my Sunday reading with Lindbergh's wife's book and Gifts from the Sea. It's one of the most interesting and touching books of my life. And I probably read it 5 or 6, maybe 10 times. But that moment when I read it, I was what I call ripe. And that ripeness allowed me to feel and sense something that I had not the past 10 times in that book. That's why I feel personally it's very valuable to reread these things over and over. And on my Kindle, you know, I've got so many half-read books, but I'm going to get a lot of those read when I'm rehabilitated from my hip surgery.
Yeah.
I have a virtual reality machine that I bought that I've used for 20 minutes sitting next to my chair, and I'm going to do a lot of reading. And so I got those little toys that I'm going to play and my books, and I'm going to do really well, and I'm going to learn to, you know, you have to surrender. I can't be running around like the Roadrunner for a few weeks.
Yeah. No, it'll be good for you.
It will.
Just like everything else that comes and goes, there's good, bad, and you really don't know the good and bad of it till you're after it. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I keep saying this to myself and other people occasionally. I don't label much good or bad anymore.
No.
Because how many things were that we said BAD to that turned out to be treasures in our life, turned us the corner into something we would have never gone to, never.
It's true. One thing can be both.
And they can be both, and they can be both. They can be one at one moment and another at another, but in the big picture, they're neither.
That's right.
They really aren't. They are a story in our life.
But they're supposed to be, yeah.
All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.